Are you vaping?
No.
Welcome in for this Esports Life episode 36, Vegan
Strip Club. 37. Episode 37.
Damn it.
How do you already fuck this up? Oh my God. I feel like you can't even. This is why you don't have nice things, okay?
The podcast. I have lots of nice things. Excuse me. You're the guy who streams for 10 minutes in between when you pick up your lamp from your desk as it falls off of your monitor, okay?
Yeah, that happened like twice, dude. Now I got a ring light, so I'm pretty much professional, okay? I'm pretty much a makeup YouTube guru with this lamp shit.
Yeah, soon you're going to be just streaming straight up softcore porn on Twitch.
Damn, dude, careful. Then I might get partnered sooner.
Okay. All right, let's talk about that.
Careful, then I might make friends with the admins. Hey.
Oh, okay. That's actually got to go. That's okay. Not.
Let's cut that out.
Nathan, let's
edit that out.
I think we need to go to the reserve stuff that you wrote down in your doc.
Oh my God. Shut up.
Pull up a topic, Squeaks, choose one at random.
Okay, wait. No, time out. Is this irrational, listener, for me to take the podcast? So I always have some backup topics, okay? Just in case. Just in case, like, there's a little bit of an ebb in the conversation, I'll fucking...
Do you know why you always fail? It's because jump in with two...
I'm not going to accept the premise of what you're about to say. Okay?
Because you never jump in with 2 feet. That's why. You've got to come in, no doc available, no doc in sight. You're out there in the desert with a canteen, and you've got to find a way out. What do you do?
I use my phone and get an Uber. Like, hello? Are you kidding me?
Just find the highest hill, try to get some reception.
Get some cell phones.
The highest dune.
Yeah, exactly. Take out my Huawei and start going at it.
Yeah, good luck with that. Am I right? for those of you who don't know, Huawei is getting the axe. Trump's phoned it in. He's like, no more Huawei. And Google was like, yeah, no more Huawei. And
you had such a good opportunity to say no way, Huawei, but go ahead. I guess that's fine.
I really didn't want to steal that moment from you. Really wanted to make sure everybody know who came up with that.
I'll take all low-hanging fruit, dude.
All the blueberries. So
do not bring back blueberries. It's the ugliest fruit to have a euphemism for balls.
Excuse you. The ugly. It's a superfood with high in antioxidants.
Well, okay, so are we just switching roles now? You're the vegan here? Like, what do you mean?
I'm not a fucking. I'm not a meatitarian. All right.
I'm not a pure
carnivore. I also eat other things besides meat. Thank you very much.
I eat all sorts of foods, but that's fine. Whatever helps.
Yeah. What'd you eat today?
Oh God. Okay. Good question. I had eggs, and then I had a rice bowl with a bunch of shit, and I ate a
corn.
Cookie. I ate a cookie, dude.
You had corn, kale. What else did you have in there? You had nuts in there, probably.
In my rice bowl?
Yeah, I know you just throw shit in.
No, I bought my rice bowl. So it had like, it had like avocado and Yum. Do you guys have Cafe Yum? I think that's a Pacific Northwest thing.
What's Cafe Yum?
It's a fast food place where they make like healthy rice bowl shit. It's really good. Listener, if you live in the Portland area, go ahead and try that. But it's like different healthy fast food, which is the trend right now, right?
I love Freshy. And I did order. I ordered.
You know Freshy?
Subway. You have Freshy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Freshy's amazing. I like Freshy.
It's so expensive.
I'm not sure how healthy it is, but it tastes so good.
It's healthy.
Like, it
what
can't
you
be
order?
That healthy. But,
what
do
you order?
I got like a Baja chicken wrap. But today I got two Subway sandwiches. I got the. I got two on flatbread.
Ew,
flatbread's a lot of calories, but that's what I like it. So I got a tuna melt. That's just mustard, mayo, jalapenos, and then I got like a cold cut sandwich I kept in the fridge to eat later.
Ew, dude, Subway.
Eat fresh.
You like Subway?
I love it. Yeah.
Ew. No, you don't.
Dude, it's such a great way to just get a ton of. It's healthy fast food.
No, it's not. The fucking bread in Subway tastes like. Cardboard?
No, you get
mold.
Flatbread, bro. Flatbread is. Do you ever get flatbread?
No, I don't try it.
I only get flatbread. I agree with you. Okay, normal like Italian or herbs and cheese or whatever kind of regular bread you get from Subway has it's very airy and dry on the outside.
Yeah.
It's like this crusty cloud almost, and it sucks. And bread is very important. So the flatbread's actually delicious.
Ew.
Always get that.
But, okay, maybe you're right. I haven't tried the flatbread. But in general, what's been popular is a lot of these tier lists with fast food. I know some of our listeners have participated, you know, thinking about Omar. So what would you say is, like, the best fast food that you can get? Do you agree with, like, the norm, which is Chick-fil-A?
I think Chick-fil-A is S tier, yeah.
Okay. What else is S tier? What's up there? Because Chick-fil-A is easy. I feel like it is good. You can't argue
it's
against it.
Good.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
What I find interesting is the debate between In-N-Out and Five Guys.
I don't, because it's obviously In-N-Out. For me, I can't have Five Guys French fries.
Oh, it's obviously In-N-Out, in yeah. my opinion.
Five Guys discriminates against people like Nathan and I, who are allergic to peanuts. Because
oh, so you've never even eaten it.
I've had their burgers, but I can't have their French fries, dude. They cook it in peanut oil.
Mmm, delicious.
Fuck you. Fuck you for making fun of my disability of not being able to digest peanuts. And
yeah.
Speaking of, Chick-fil-A cooks in peanut oil too. Did you know this?
How are you still alive?
So this
oh, wait,
is the crazy part. Chick-fil-A. So
yeah.
I was sort of like the bitch boy for my office one day.
Nothing's changed.
Actually, I'm now the CEO, so
okay.
Careful who you mistreat. So I was the bitch boy for one day. And I was sent to Chick-fil-A to get like biscuits for people. And I made conversation with the person who was serving it, and and I was like, "Oh, I can't have Chick-fil-A because I have a peanut allergy and you guys cook in peanut oil." And she says, "Hey, Squeaks, I'm not allowed to say this, but you can actually eat it because they refine the peanut oil in a certain way." And I was like, "What?
Did you took that risk?"
Dude, it's
I would be so because peanut allergies are yeah. like debilitating. You're like as useless as somebody in a wheelchair that has to go upstairs, you know? Like it's at times you just don't want to hang out with people who have peanut allergies. It ruins it for everybody else because you can't even eat food that like smells like peanuts if someone's got a strong enough allergy because then their throat will close up.
Okay. First of
at
all,
my school,
you've
we
triggered
all had
me.
To have
congratulations. congratulations.
At my school, we've all had to have, we all had to have EpiPen training. No one was allowed to eat peanut butter in my entire primary school career. So it totally just ruined my childhood.
Do you know how hard it is to have a peanut allergy in this day and age? When you're flying, you know, on a plane, what
yeah,
do you think
me.
They serve? What do you think they serve? Huh? Peanuts. And here we are sitting like nothing's wrong, and those peanut fumes go into my nostrils and they just fucking upset me. Okay,
exactly. You're just ruining it for everybody.
What's your favorite candy? What's that? Reese's Pieces? I can't
peanuts.
Have that. Fuck you, and fuck all of the people who discriminate against us peanut allergy people. And you got to choose your wars better, Launders, because Nathan and I both have a peanut allergy. Okay,
Nathan has a peanut allergy too.
Yeah, so that's two against
one. My favorite is Reese Cups.
I've never see like isn't it crazy that I've never been able to even try that? Like I don't even know like reference what that tastes like.
And that's why you are the way you are. And
okay,
I still kind of like you.
I have such a good beta peanut story.
Okay.
So I was in college and I lived in like I was living with a bunch of new people and there were like a bunch of girls and I didn't want to I wanted to put my best foot forward. So the girls were super nice and they cooked dinner for me the first night that I was like living there. And this Latina, I don't know why it sounds so weird. This Hispanic.
You're so carefully like pussyfooting around this story. Like, are you worried about running into like a whole bunch of non-PC terms all at once or something? I feel like you're walking
Latinx.
On eggshells right now. Can you just tell the story?
I'm telling you. I'm not pussyfooting, bro. That's just my demeanor. Okay.
And you're like rubbing your hands and yeah, you know, and like.
So anyway, she makes me dinner. And
I you feel me?
And I all of a sudden, like the second I have this fucking thing, I realize there's peanuts in there, but I didn't want to like upset them and be like that kid who needs a ton of attention to drive to the hospital. And I felt like my neck was breaking out in hives. And my
do you use the handicap stall?
Yeah, all the time. Don't even lie to me, don't you?
Yeah, but I mean, are you prepared to be like, I have peanut allergy when you walk out?
If I see, have you ever had like someone in a wheelchair waiting for you outside? When you're using the
but that's the number one fear, right?
Me too.
Looking under and just seeing the wheel, like someone just rolling up.
Do you have like an escape
If I opened
strategy?
The door and they were wearing gloves, I would have just literally just jump over them and run.
You just start out sprint. No, I would.
I literally step on their. I would like step on their fucking armrests and jump over them.
Yeah. No, that's fair. That's. I mean, I would just. Do you have like an escape strategy though? If you're stuck in there, like stuck in a handicap stall, mine is to like limp.
Which you can switch stalls, bro.
Like go under the stall.
Yeah, it's kind of ethically fucked up because they can't unlock the stall, so they could never. Like,
so they'll
get
never
in,
pee.
But they will never know it was you.
That's
so
fucked,
that's
man.
The balance.
That's so mad.
That's
I wouldn't
the
even
balance,
think about
man.
That. What are they going to do? Chase me like, down? What are they going to do, huh?
To drive me down.
Are they going to race to me? They're just on a full out sprint.
What was your story? Sorry, could you tell your story?
Oh, yeah. And so I was basically dying and my throat was closing and I don't have an EpiPen because I'm a fucking idiot. And so I was like, I'm feeling a little tired. And I went into my room. Hood up.
Twirling your mustache? Why do you sound like that?
That's just what I sound like. Don't make fun of me. You already made fun of my disability. And so I was in bed and I like accepted. I was like, you know what? If I go to sleep, I may die. And I was like, you know what? I'm okay with it. And I woke up and I was like, oh my
God.
Whoa,
were you at that point like, I've lived a pretty good life?
Yeah. I was like,
I've
get it.
A lot of things.
You know, I've lived and I've loved. That was
because
fine.
You thought you'd, because you're like, either I die tonight or I die of embarrassment, but either way, I'm dead.
Yeah.
So
I was willing to sacrifice it all to save a little bit.
This man was willing to risk it all.
Yeah. I really was. But so I thought I basically just like, because
why
I don't
is that
be...
embarrassing to have a fucking peanut allergy? I don't understand situations like this.
With new people be like, excuse me. Thanks for the food. I'm dying.
I think that's the answer right there. Is the key is how you say it.
I just put on a voice. They're like, are we supposed to laugh or are you actually in trouble? Excuse me.
Like if you look at the ground and start crying and ask and like plead with someone, then yeah, it might be a little weird for you to go and talk to them again the next day.
Oh yeah.
Or to be like, oh shit. Oh damn, you put peanuts in this? Like I'm gonna die. I need a hospital right now. And then it might be a little bit less weird.
I'm dying.
Yeah, if Droopy Dog ate peanuts and had an allergy.
No, I'd rather die than face my embarrassment, honestly.
I think I would have just been less embarrassed. I really can't understand that, but yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
You're weird.
And you're not even supposed to drive. Like, usually I drive myself to the hospital. I have peanuts a lot on accident, but
I can
lectured.
Imagine it happens a lot because it's just like there's stuff that you wouldn't expect to have peanuts. Is that why? You'd like the stuff that you wouldn't expect to have peanuts?
No doubt. No doubt. Even if it's like a trace of peanuts. Like, I'm technically not supposed to have like M&Ms or like almonds or walnuts because they process it on the same like factory or whatever. But
yeah.
What kind of life is that, dude? I'd rather live on the edge, bro.
That's me too. When I mean, like, I'm slightly lactose, I guess, but I'm still going to. Sometimes you have to have ice cream. It depends on the situation. Like, oh, just got your fucking tonsils removed. You're not going to have ice cream. What kind of life is that?
No.
I'm not living that life.
I agree. So you just have to go for it and fuck it. You know, if you die, you die. At least you ate the fucking M&Ms and ice cream, you know?
Yeah.
That's
this
not.
Is, yeah.
A short but good life.
Wow. I think we're really breaking ground here on episode 37. Of
I mean, you've already made fun of people with disabilities and we pretty much already fucking made broken new barriers here on this Esports Life episode 37.
Pretty fantastic. I thought Risk of Rain 2 was all right. It was pretty fun.
Okay, so for context to the listeners who may not have tuned into the stream, Launders and I were looking for a co-op game to play, and so I think Launders suggested Risk of Rain 2, which is a rogue-like sort of like a, how do you explain it?
Yeah. So roguelike. Yeah, that would be the correct term. So there's rogue. There's two types of games that are quite similar. This would be roguelike, I believe. And it's basically where you have not procedurally generated, but randomly generated levels and drops and monsters. And the only things that persist are you and then like in some types of games, it's like you and like some items you pick up that upgrade or weapons you unlock and stuff like that. And you kind of get that. Like you get the coins those are permanent to unlock things. But yeah, it's like it's a roguelike, and so you play through one area, the area has a boss, you beat the boss, you go to another area, and then you beat that boss. The game's in alpha right now, so there's only like 5 areas, and then it kind of resets. And then you go through those areas again with harder enemies, and you try to get as far as you can, and when you die, you start over from level 1 in the first area. But the next time you jump into the area, it looks a bit different. The boss may be different, maybe one of 4 different bosses that spawn mm-hmm. in that area, and the drops in the area are a little different too. So it's fun because there's like a lot of RNG. You can get really good drops and get sick items and then have an insane run and go super deep. And as you get better, you can also get farther just on your skill alone.
So what do you think? Like, did you end up liking it more than you thought you would, or did you not like it in general?
I liked right away. I jumped in. I was like, this is kind of exactly like the kind of game where I'm just going to have fun. I know I'll have fun. I like that it was guns. It kind of felt like jumping into an MMO, except I had a gun.
Yeah.
And I like that my character was like kind of small. I knew I was going to have to kill enemies. I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. Like, I played like Destiny, but I don't know. Destiny just felt too... It didn't feel as casual. I liked how casual this felt to just come into it.
No aim. Like, it didn't really matter about your aim.
Yeah. Yeah. With the one character. What did you think?
I thought it was okay. I don't think I liked it as much as you did.
Okay.
I just felt a lot of the trappings of making a game like that is that it becomes a little bit too repetitive. That being said, it's an alpha, but I just felt like the gameplay felt a little stale. There wasn't that much variety except the fact that you do more damage over time, you know?
Like that, when you guys were in that like hour and a half run, that was when it did feel like it was just kind of it didn't really feel like you could distinguish from what was actually like what you were having control over and just doing a lot of damage.
Yeah.
Whereas, did you play Gungeon?
No, Gungeon? Never. I've seen you stream it though, but I've never played it personally.
So that game would be a good example. So the only thing I'm holding out is that it's in alpha, like you said. So mm-hmm. hopefully it does account for the fact that in the late game, like, you might need a lot more to keep you going, especially to run it back. But like in Gungeon, it just is the opposite of stale. Like, I've never seen a game with so many weapons, and it's challenging enough that there's like 9 levels. I've played the game for, I don't even remember how many hours. I can go and look it up now. It's like 30 or something hours, and I've only beat 6 levels, and technically finished the base game, but there's still like 3 whole extra levels that are, you know, really, really well done. That game is like the ultimate roguelike. A lot of people will tell you it's like the best one.
Yeah.
And there's obviously Binding of Isaac, which is the most famous one.
Yeah. See, I've never been into the other like games in the genre, so it's sort of my first experience into that. So I feel like it's not a good first start. Because you're right. Like, I think you said it well. It just feels like there's a lot that's out of control the further you get into the game. But mm-hmm. it doesn't feel like the gameplay isn't compelling enough early on for, especially with just those 2 characters that we had, for it to be like interesting. It kind of, and I think Nathan hates it as well, but he was saying that, like, and it kind of stuck with me, that it's very mobile game-esque in terms of like the nature of unlocking things and the numbers jumping up. Like, I'm just trying to get my number of damage, like my damage number, to be bigger. All items were passive, so while it felt like there was variety, that wasn't actually.
Yeah, you get one active skill.
Exactly. Yeah. So it feels good, but it isn't. And then I don't feel satisfied after a run. You know what I mean? Like, it just felt like kind of like a dice
roll. Wasn't it more fun before that super long run where we kind of just were?
I was having like a blast. Together. Yeah, where we're just fucking around and we're both noobs. You know what I mean? So it's kind of funny to like. But are there any other games that you're super excited to play that are coming out, or games like that maybe in the far future?
I just have games that are on my list that I still have yet to play, as I'm sure you do.
Okay.
Like, I still really want to play Uncharted, the whole series.
Oh man, I haven't played that either. Don't you own a PlayStation? So,
yeah, I bought a PS3 just to play Metal Gear Solid.
Oh man.
So I played the Metal Gear Solid series, so I have PS3 and PS4, so I can play all the Uncharted as well. I don't think anything goes back to PS2 for that game.
No. Uncharted's all PS3, but they re-released them all, so I think they have an upgraded version on the PS4, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, there you go.
So you should totally do that. Have you played Tomb Raider?
No, I mean, I played Tomb Raider a long time ago when it was like
the square boob one.
Yeah, square boobs. Yeah. Still hot, but yeah, I played it.
Mm, those polygons look so good.
Polygonal titties.
Ooh, my favorite. Oh, that's good. Like Minecraft. So,
I never played that game.
You've never played? We should play Minecraft.
I mean, okay, I played it once. I did play it once with subs.
Okay, then that counts.
I don't know if we just talk about this on the podcast, but like this is a genuine question. Like, is there a story mode where if you go single player, you can like play through a main story first and then play the open world, build whatever you want kind of thing?
So it's all open world, build whatever you want. So there's no story mode. I mean, unless you're referencing the Telltale game, which you're not. But I'm saying like it's just open. So you can be open with friends. It's like, I think it's there's no like career mode, if that makes sense. It's just a sandbox like The Sims. Where there's no like real objective or whatever, it's just like fuck around, find diamonds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's super open ended. But any, what other games are you wanting to play?
What else is there? I have to finish Sekiro, so I have to. I have to do the last part of Sekiro. I have to finish watching Game of Thrones.
Oh my God. You're so behind.
This is just a list of things,
bro.
I have to do. Yeah,
listing them off like errands.
It feels like it, you know, because it's just kind of like. It's kind of like what needs to happen now so I can have certain conversations.
Yeah. And it's essential. Now that we have the podcast, you are liable to finish these pieces of media, dude. There's listeners that are waiting for
it. Is your almond cashew milk going to expire anytime soon?
Oh my God. I forgot. That's in my fridge.
It's just in the back of your fridge?
Yeah. It's just there. Okay. So it's up to you. Okay. If you want me to waste it, be my guest and don't buy it. But that's on you, bro.
Why don't you drink it and tell me how good it tastes?
No, because we have to wait until... Let's do a live one of these soon, but we both have to try it because I want to see which one's like, you know, if the cashew is going to be overpowering with the almonds or not.
Oh, I have something just before we talk about anything else.
What?
I just wanted to say, and we're going to maybe mention this at the end, but there is a way for you to be on the podcast.
What?
That's right. If you leave a voicemail at anchor.fm/thisesportslife, that's anchor, as in boat anchor, .fm/thisesportslife, you, at home.
Me?
Can leave a voicemail. That's right, you. Even you. Even someone like you. Even so.
What do you mean, someone like me?
So insignificant.
That's just so rude.
Has a disability. That steals a handicap stall. Even a person like you. A bad human being who fails constantly. You can leave a voicemail on the podcast and be a part of this esports life.
Wow. Okay.
How does that sound?
How do I do it? What do I do on Anchor?
I actually don't know.
Way to go. Didn't but do you his go homework. To the, you go to What's the, surprising? You go there, if only there was a backup doc that listed
okay,
the
Okay, so
steps.
You go to anchor.fm/thisesportslife. That's anchor.fm/thisesportslife. And right in the middle of your screen, there's a send voice message button, and you can just click on that.
Oh, is that it? Is that actually how
yeah,
you do it?
That's actually that easy, guys. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. I didn't even know we had that capability. Damn, we're evolving. We should give them a topic, though, right? Like,
yeah, I was just thinking like we should probably try to give them some direction, or they're just going to come on there and start telling us about their life. Go ahead.
Okay, how about this? How about this? Let's hear... What you have to say
about the topic
of...
No, not topic.
About what?
I gotta... Go ahead. I'm sorry, I'm not gonna interrupt you.
No, you didn't interrupt me, bro. I'm like, I don't know. Save me. Okay, how about this? Okay, so let us know what you're looking forward to the most. It could be a game, it could be a movie, or it could be something that's happening in your life. So that's the first one. Or ask us for advice.
It's how about this? Bring in your favorite debate.
Oh God, like a topic?
Yeah, yeah. You want to know about if a hot dog is a sandwich? Go ahead and send us a voice message, and we may be able to answer your question on the podcast. Do you think that cashew milk is superior to almond milk in every single way and that almond milk shouldn't exist? Go ahead and leave us a message.
Then
and tell
don't
us about
just
that.
Don't waste our time if that's your opinion. But
and if you think In-N-Out is a better option over Five Guys, then go ahead and tell us.
Which
so you take your divisive opinion on a topic and give us your opinion, or give us the topic and we'll talk about it.
Yeah. Like, is God real?
or whatever.
Like, are you a Republican or Democrat? Like, you know, really fun topics about that. Really
only
feel
politics,
free.
Religion, and money. That's the only things we want to talk about.
And sex.
That you can bring in. Sex, of course.
Feel free to just vent. It'll be fun. I'm interested to hear what you guys have to say.
Yeah. That's anchor.fm/thisesportslife.
Okay, so earlier we were talking about, before we started recording, you mentioned toys. Okay, you mentioned Legos in particular. Okay, and I told you to shut up because I wanted to talk.
Lego
about
it. Or Legos?
Oh shit! It's Lego. Lego, it's Lego is the
right?
plural. Yeah, because I've been yelled at. You're right. It's Lego. Fuck okay. you. Why don't you just let that slide? Like, why do you have to draw attention to every fucking detail?
Hey man, it's either me or somebody else who's going to be listening that is helpless. They can't defend themselves here. They're just going to get mad. And listening to this podcast, and they're not going to have anybody there to stand up for them.
Don't,
I can be your white knight.
Don't act like you're sacrificing for the greater
the
good,
the
bro. You're not. This guy is fucking, he's the elitist here. Okay.
The hero you don't need.
What toys did you play as a kid? I'm actually curious.
Lego.
You just Lego or, and that's it?
No, I played Crazy Bones.
What's that?
Pog. We're talking about not video games? Or?
No, not video games. Like, yeah, it's a good distinction. So not video games. And do you think that those toys impacted you later? Like how you thought?
No.
Really?
Maybe Lego.
Like in creative ways or just like...
I think so, yeah. But I don't know. I think it fosters creativity, but I don't think it makes someone uncreative creative. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No.
Also,
no,
like
sure.
When you buy a Lego, it's like you buy a cool set. It's meant to turn into something. So you're just following... directions.
Yeah, but it's still you don't have to though. You didn't have like a Lego drawer where you just fucking build whatever you want.
Yeah, no, you do. It's just you get the base set and then you get special sets that you build specifically for stuff, and then you like later on you have like a collection and you can make whatever you want. So yeah, you get a mixture.
Yeah. I feel like that shit's the best, bro. Like the mixture ones, like those are all my fondest memories. We're just making garbage. And then, like, going up to my parents and pretend, like, they had to pretend like it was super sick, but it wasn't.
Once I made a house of cards, and I made a house of cards, and I cooked my mom like eggs and like bacon and something for Mother's Day. She came home, and it was like the first thing I ever cooked. She came home, she wasn't hungry. And I was heartbroken.
It's a tough lesson, but an important one.
It was. It was like she literally did that for me every single day of my life. And I didn't give a fuck. And then the first time I do it, I expect like the highest praise ever.
You know, like, you didn't get shit. Wait, that's funny. That's so messed up. So when you have a kid, eventually, a little Launders, is there anything? So is there anything that you would push towards them, like in terms of like toys or like what are some strategies in order to shape the next generation of casters?
Of casters. You know? You're going down a path and then you veered off into the woods.
Yeah,
that was
like,
great.
Don't even pretend like you're not going to be like Beethoven's dad, dude. Oh, you can only eat food once you practice casting this match.
That's
I'm
why
hungry.
I'm so good. That's why I'm so good. I mean, are you going to make your kid become the thing you want?
Fuck yeah, I am. Are you kidding
yeah,
me?
Yeah, what do you wish you became?
I'm going to live my entire, my dreams are going to be casted. Like, my dreams are going to be portrayed on this kid, okay?
Okay.
He's going to be a fucking star.
So let's have a very vulnerable moment right now.
Okay, let's do it.
Squeaks, what are your dreams?
Let's get really close to the mic and have a vulnerable moment here.
Okay.
What are my dreams?
Yeah, back up.
Yeah, back up. Too vulnerable. Back up. You're spiking. I don't know. It sounds so cliche. I don't want to. It's like I just want to have like a very. I don't know.
Want to eat peanuts?
I just want to have the ability to eat one peanut in my day. That's what I aspire for. My dream is to figure out what I want. What's something worth dreaming for? You know, at this point. Oh, sorry. Sorry for being vulnerable. I'll never do it again.
Don't worry. That's I had that ready for no matter what you
were. Wait, that's a hard question, though. That's like a hard question.
It is. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's like so different. What's your dream? Like, how do you?
My dream, I've been thinking about it a lot, man. I think I just want to be, just get old, hang out with my friends, and laugh.
Really? That's actually not what I was expecting at all.
Yeah, I think no matter what I do, I have, like, some things I will do regardless of what I think I want, but the, like, my end game, I'm just like, dude, I just want to fucking get old with my friends and talk about shit that we've done.
Yeah.
That's why I want to do shit. That's what I want to do. I think I'm like, every time I do something good that I'm proud of, I'm like, the only reason I ever want to do this is so I could tell my friends about it. You know, it's like something sick that I did. And if they do something cool in their life, then they could tell me. So for me, it's like, my life's all about my friends.
Huh.
I think.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
That's my current philosophy. Yeah.
Wait, so in the past, you've said that you're super, so let me just get this straight and tell me if I'm wrong. So you want to achieve a lot because you want in the future to like reminisce with your friends about everything that you've seen. So you
want to have like, I want us to have like lived a good life, and we can all talk about the cool shit that we've done, and actually be proud of, you know, the shit that we've done, like all the and talk about how we came from, you know, nothing, and how far we got, and all the cool shit we did.
Shit, that's a really good answer. Fuck you, dude. How
is
dare
it, what's
you?
I didn't think that was
what
that good. I thought it was
like
very basic life, but like that's all I want. I think.
Yeah, but it rings true. I hear it being true in your voice. It doesn't sound like. I want to do good for the community, like a college application. Like,
but like being real, right?
Yeah.
Like when you think, I don't know. Yeah. When you think about your shit, like, does anyone really believe that? It's like you might have a goal that might result in that, which is great. But I don't know if that's like a real fucking, that's just some shit you say in a speech.
But I think some of it, like I want to have a positive impact, you know, like that stuff is true.
Yeah.
Like I want to leave the earth. I want to die knowing that I did the best I could at leaving a good impression.
Yeah.
You know, that I think that's fun, even though that sounds a little college essay-y. But I think.
Yeah,
that's
I get
fair.
That. My friend had another one good one. He said, I was always jealous of him. I was like, damn, this is really good. He just said, I want to make people's lives easier. And I was like, that's a good one.
That's really good. Yeah. And what did your friend do if that's not revealing too much?
Well, I mean, he's successful right now, but he's not necessarily working in like charity or anything like that, but that's still potentially, you know, on the horizon. Like improving people's lives could be something you do when you're 40.
Yeah.
Once you're established or whatever, right? So.
Oh, for sure. And I don't think you have to work at a charity, dude. One of my biggest pet peeves is like, dude, I work in finance for those who don't know. And there's a stigma there that you're just selfish, you're greedy, and you're like a piece of shit, which is true. No, it's not true sometimes. But
okay, wait, hey, can you tell everybody, in case we have new people that have listened and don't really know what you do, what's like a catch up on your job, or like what role do you play at your work?
Sure. So I basically work in an investment firm, and I work on projects that the firm deems important. So like that could be studying, you know, retention rates, studying like who's our ideal client? Where are some opportunities that we could look into? So anything, you know, like truly any project or question that a department has, they'll bring it to me and then I'll do the research and present it to them. That's what I'm doing now. But I got the job initially with just having an interest in like financial securities, an interest in presentations, but that's basically what I do, is the investment space of finance. Oh shit, I forgot why I brought this. Oh yeah, so there's the stigma of finance being like this greedy piece of shit fucking people who just like watch people die is like the idea. So I remember going back to college to like visit some friends and hanging out, and we hung out in Berkeley. I remember people would approach me, ask me what I did, and then they'd be like, oh, you fuck you. Like, they're like, judge me based off of my career choice. I'm like, fuck you, dude. You're a cashier. Like, how dare, like, it's like, what do you mean making a difference? Like, what do you mean?
He's got his fucking apron and hat on. He's like, look at this prick.
Yeah, he's like, I don't like your career choice. I'm like, fuck off. I worked hard. You know, like, just because you don't agree with it and you have this stigma in your head doesn't mean I have to fucking deal with this guy talking shit.
People are so brainwashed, bro. They think like they're entitled to, they know the best way to live life, and that like they can impart that wisdom on everybody, and that everybody who makes money is evil. And like,
yeah, it's such bull. And I was like, I'm not,
Like, bro, these are your people, dude. These are your fucking vegan homies. Like,
see, but it comes from, like, you're right. I think there's a limit, but it comes from a good place, you know? Like, it doesn't, their opinion isn't, like, just to piss me off. Their opinion comes from a good place. And I'm like, dude.
It does, yeah.
It's like how you can't cast such a wide net and just hope you fucking.
No,
you know?
Man. Yeah, I mean, and everybody who's, not everybody, but so many people who have tried to cast that wide net and have become famous for being great, like, philanthropists or whatever, have almost always got some underhanded side motivation that they've done it for, whether it was to become famous for doing it or
right.
whatever. And they, and ironically have such little impact, I feel like, in the grand scheme of things, unless it just, you know, like when Bill and Melinda did donate, like, whatever, how many, however many billion dollars to their foundation,
mm-hmm.
probably had like a very, that probably had a pretty big impact, but a lot, so much charity money gets completely wasted, that, like, money is not the most cost effective way, or just efficient way, I guess, of creating change. Like, your time as a person most of the time is, and it's like, if everyone just did their part in their little pocket of the world, where they wouldn't, you know, be famous for it, but like really worked with people in, like, face to face in their community, then that would solve so many more problems in such a better, more real way.
You're so right.
But those aren't the people you hear about.
No, because they're busy working. Like, the ones with the strongest opinions, usually, in my experience, which is college campuses, are the ones with the most amount of time. Like, dude,
yeah.
rather than talk about it or update your Tumblr, go out and actually make that change. Like, what's stopping yeah. you? And, like, don't you want good people in working in finance? Don't you want good people running the government? Like, don't act like you can operate outside of the realm of reality. Like, don't act like you can skip making money before you make a difference. It's just not how it works.
There's, like, certain, like, you're jokingly saying, like, oh, only, like, only assholes work in finance. But then you would also say that, like, it does attract a certain kind of person
right.
a lot of the time.
Oh, 100%.
It's the same thing with government, right? Like, it's like, oh, whoever's president is exactly the kind of person who shouldn't be, type of deal.
Yeah. I mean, there's some truth in, like, stereotypes, I think. Like, a lot of people get inspired by watching movies like Wall Street or
Brown
Wolf
people Funnel. Are very sneaky.
Yeah. Like, people, that was so funny that your mom said that, didn't she? Something so funny. Yeah, but it, like, all these things come from, like, a kernel of truth. And so the bad part is just, like, generalizing without getting to know someone. Like, I had friends who knew me back then, you know, friends from college who know me. I'm like, I'm not bad. And they'd be like, oh, that's so, like, I did a fucking year as, you know, donating soccer fields to Africa. I'm like, that's
donating, fun. Growing and donating kidneys every month.
Yeah, exactly.
I was cutting them up myself so that it's reducing the waste used from hospitals.
Yeah, good for you, man. It's like, what are you doing? Making money, you ass?
What,
like, sorry. What'd
you do last week?
Yeah, would you make money last week like an asshole? I'm like, fuck you, man. I don't even, like, working is hard. How dare you? But that's why I just hate stereotypes like that, man. I think they go both ways.
Speaking of financial dilemmas, we have a story hot off the press about esports professional Fortnite player Tfue, who has been allegedly ripped off by the organization FaZe Clan, who have been reported to have taken up to 80% of sponsorship deals. That
and Twitch
was,
revenue, bro.
That he was given, and not 80% of the Twitch revenue that he was given. I don't know if you read the article properly, but there was a certain amount of money taken from other facets. What have you learned about this? About this lawsuit.
You know what's so funny, dude? We talked about how young kids are being taken advantage of in these, like, in particularly in esports a lot of the time, unfortunately.
Yeah, like that girl that Pro Jared diddled.
Oh my god. You just keep changing the story. That's just not true. Oh my god. No, not like Pro Jared story. Okay, stop. That's not true. I'm done correcting you. Okay,
that's right.
I'm done
correcting the truth.
It's not true. But so what I think about it, it's if these allegations are correct, Launders, if he's losing 80% of his fucking income to an org then he's well within his rights to sue. And I hope other orgs are paying attention. Okay. Because the ultimate trick shot is a lawsuit, and FaZe is about to FaZe is about to learn that lesson. Okay.
You just no-scope these kids on site.
That's right, dude. Okay. And I hope the orgs are paying attention because it's so fucked up. And like, I heard comments from a lot of the listeners saying, oh, like Squeaks, these guys are making six-figure salaries. Like, they have no right to like fucking, you know, they're making so much money. Like, to ask for more is greedy. I had people say that. And I was like, dude.
Bro, you get what you fucking deserve.
Exactly.
No more, no less. It doesn't have to do with what people think you should make. If that were the case, then everybody in sports would make a fraction of what they currently do. But they're entitled to that because they generate money.
Exactly.
It has nothing to do with what you think they should make. It's
yes.
the value they provide, you fucking idiots.
Oh, my God. I love how we've just turned this aggression onto the listener. It's just like, what the fuck? What is going on? No, but it's true. Like, these guys make so much revenue, you know? Like, even these players on orgs, they make so much fucking revenue, and they're just, like, getting completely shafted sometimes.
Like, part of the argument for FaZe is, like, oh, we made him who he was. It's like, dude, the reason that a brand as big as yours signed someone is because they were on a moonshot trajectory.
Yep.
They were about to be so fucking famous. You wanted to be so fucking heck. Like,
exactly.
Like you even thought there was a chance they could fail. You just wanted to be on the ride and be the most attractive brand possible to sign them. And if you were any smaller, you wouldn't have been chosen by Tfue, not the other way around.
Exactly.
He would have been done. He would have been just fine. He was in the top 0.01% of Twitch by itself. He didn't even need FaZe. FaZe didn't help him at all in that sense.
They tricked
might have
him.
Enhanced what he can do, but he could have gotten that from anywhere else.
It's fucked up. And it's been going on forever, dude, since Machinima. You know? This is
the same shit.
It's been going on in this industry for so fucking long, which is why I like people like Scoots, who's calling out denial. And, like, all this fucking terrible shit that's going on, we need names, people, okay?
Yeah,
you
some
can't,
receipts.
Yeah, we need some receipts. We got to audit these fucking people, dude. And then the funny thing is, on one hand, people on, like, FaZe organization and all these fucking big orgs are like, oh, man, I want esports to be taken seriously and I want it to be, like, a professional thing. Then act like a professional, okay? You can't fucking eat your cake and make it, too.
You can't fucking eat the cake you made.
I'm getting heated, okay? I'm sweating. That shit pisses me off. I'm standing up right now. Because it's like stealing money from kids, and that's fucked, who don't know better.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the whole, oh, so innocent kind of thing, like dumb and shit, but he was old enough to sign a contract and all of that, but I think they were outside of the law, like they're outside of the regulatory bodies of California with the contract, I think.
Yeah, but so, I bet you there's a ton of orgs who are. Like, did you even read, like, there's that 11-year-old they're trying to sign as well and convincing his parents? Did you hear about that shit? The lie?
No.
So FaZe was, there's this 11-year-old Fortnite player that they wanted to join their, like, FaZe team. And so they were convincing the parents and the kid to lie about his age. Like,
what?
Pressuring. Yeah, it's fucked up. It is.
That's
so
like
fun.
Good timing for the lawsuit to come out about Tfue then, right? Because is that happening right now with FaZe as well? So it just makes him look doubly bad?
It was brought up by Tfue's lawyer, who brought up
that.
Like, this company has been operating in its own fucking regulatory shit without caring about California state law. So it's like, it's so fucked up. It's unbelievable, this shit. And that it's not even surprising, right? Like, of course, an org would do that. For like an 11-year-old, that's crazy. That's so horrible.
11.
Like, what were you doing when you were 11, dude? Peeing the bed.
Dude, I was learning how to jerk off.
At 11?
Yeah, probably.
So you're learning your own trick shots, I guess.
Okay. And that is the end of episode.
So, I mean, that's what it's just fucked. Okay.
Dude, I'm so pissed. My fucking OnePlus 7 comes tomorrow.
What do you mean you're pissed? That's exciting.
I know, but I'm going to California tomorrow.
Oh my god, you missed it by a day, bro.
Doesn't that hurt? It's like, that you remember the feeling getting a new phone? Like, I haven't gotten one in so long, so I've never cared about this, but
yeah,
it's just like, oh.
Then you can't even install apps and shit.
Oh, customize the UI, the OS.
Yeah. Oh,
what
no.
Is that, like, pre-stupid droopy dog?
That sucks, dude. And then you could have done that on the plane and stuff, dude.
I know. I was thinking about that, man.
Now you have to watch Game of Thrones. Do you want to talk about it for another hour?
Dude, I didn't get to the part where we talked about Game of Thrones, but I was so concerned. Bro, after we finished the last episode, both Squeaks and I thought the episode was, like, trash. Like, right when we finished, we're like, what did we do? We talked about Dark Souls and Game of Thrones the whole episode. So there's, like, three people that'll understand the entire conversation. We're like, man, we got to make sure we don't alienate our viewers like that, our listeners. But then I listened to it, and I don't know. The first bit didn't have anything like that. So might have been different in our heads, I guess, or my head. I don't know.
That's what's insane, though. But honestly, like, even if some of the stuff is unrelatable or, like, something that you don't play, like, have you gotten messages, Launders, of, like, oh, because of your podcast, I want to try Dark Souls? Have you? Or, like,
Yeah,
same here. So it's, like, I think just listening to someone who's passionate about something is so fun. Like, I even listen to podcasts where I don't know what they're talking about, but I'm, like, oh, this is clearly something that I would be interested in, too.
Yeah. The passion's infectious.
Yeah, so I say we just keep talking about stuff we like, and I know that we like very different things sometimes, and give it a shot. Like, I really do respect, though, Launders has just bought Knights of the Old Republic, the game.
KOTOR.
KOTOR, very, very good.
I'm learning, dude.
That was insane. You didn't say KOTOR.
Now this is pod racing.
Like, actually, and I take it back. So, but, like, it's just, like, because I rave about that game, and Laundry's like, oh, I wonder why, you know, like, what's
I
so
bought
good?
It. I bought it. I bought KOTOR and Knights of the Old Republic, the sequel, The Sith Lords.
That's right. Oh, man, I'm excited, especially because Laundry's has no fucking idea about the difference between Star Wars and Star Trek. So we'll be interested.
One of them has Spock.
That's right, Star Trek. You're like a young Padawan.
Oh,
dude.
I would have got that wrong, dude.
Shut up, bro. If I watch you stream that, I'm just going to get so tilted the whole time because you're just going to meme the entire fucking thing.
No, I'm going to be super professional.
No, I'm going to be professional. I'm a pro. So it'll be fun to see because it's something that I like so much.
Yeah.
And I gave Dark Souls a shot, too, right? Like, that's something that was out of my purview.
Yeah, you're becoming more and more like me every day, Squeaks, and it's honestly endearing.
Tell us
about bouldering.
Fuck, you're right. I went bouldering. And this is so bad because last podcast, I fucking memed you for talking about climbing.
Yeah, you fucking called me. I got to that part. You called me, like, an elitist. Or so you're like, anything you chalk your hands up to do, you're a fucking elitist.
Yeah, that's right. You have to take yourself.
Is that why
seriously?
Didn't chalk up and, like, ruined your hands?
Yeah. No, because chalk was $3 to rent. And so I was like, fuck that.
I knew that's why you didn't chalk up.
Bro,
oh,
there's chalk on the fucking pegs on the fucking climbing wall. Okay? That's you can borrow
Not
other people's
supposed to be.
Wait, sorry we don't have someone brushing the fucking pegs like the pros. Okay, this
bro, do you like try to catch someone's Listerine when they're done gargling it? Like, stop.
To save a buck. It was cheap, okay? But all in all, it cost only $20 for a day pass plus rental shoes. It was so cheap.
You'd call that cheap?
$20 for a day? Dude,
I call that expensive, and I'm not cheap.
Really? $20 for shoes as well?
I know, but the shoes were only probably like $3.
Shoes were $4.
Okay, so $16 for the day pass.
Yeah, that's expensive. Fuck, I want my money back.
I mean, when I always thought about it, why I was that seemed expensive to me because I think about a gym visit. Like, a gym visit wouldn't cost nearly that much, and it's technically the same thing in terms of the overhead for the space.
Yeah, but it's different because this is the gym. They change the climbing walls every week.
I know, but at a real gym, you've got to have you're gonna have to have towels, you're gonna have to have people to clean the equipment and
dude,
all of, like
at
a lot of
my
others.
Gym you pay for towels.
Oh,
it's fucked up. It's honestly you know dude, you how much do you pay for a gym membership?
I haven't had a gym membership in a long time. I don't even remember. Like a gym membership. How much did that cost? I don't even know.
Mine is $60 a month. It's such a fucking ripoff. I need to cancel
yeah,
that.
So like that would be cheaper. Like say you went to the gym. If you went to the, like going to your bouldering gym would be the same as if you went to your real gym 3 times a month.
Yeah, that's true. I should just get a membership.
Yeah. So you get a membership or whatever. But yeah, I think it's kind of expensive. I was thinking about it. I hung out with my dad recently and I was telling him about, like he asked me about what I was doing and I was like, I do some climbing. And he said that he looked for one in Toronto when I was a kid, but we couldn't find one.
Really?
And yeah. And then I could have been a fucking climbing prodigy, but I couldn't find a climbing gym in Toronto. It's so sad.
Yeah, that is sad. Dude, those kids climb so well.
But yeah, they do. They fly up the wall because they're light. I mean, a huge thing is just literally weighing less.
Yeah.
Because it's basically like, would you rather be able to pull down 5 pounds of pressure with your fingers or weigh 5 pounds less? Like, which one's easier?
But isn't it proportional? So, like, doesn't
yeah, it's proportional.
So, but like, isn't it harder for kids to grip then and stuff? I don't know.
It's just harder. Yeah, I mean, you can't rush the finger stuff.
Yeah, my fingers are like swollen afterwards, to be honest.
That isn't good because my fingers have never been swollen, I don't think.
But I think, so after climbing, I was talking to Launders and he was like, oh, dude, you got to be careful. Because I was there for 2.5 hours. Like, I was having so much fun. But you got to be careful with fingers, apparently. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a long first session, so. But you're good. You're like skinny fat right now, kind of small, almost like a kid.
Don't body
sound
shame
like a
me.
Kid.
I told him I'm skinny fat before the podcast.
You could see his ribs and his stomach.
That's right. Now my stomach is growing. That's why, like, Lander's like every episode, he's like, dude, grab a beer. Let's make it a frat party, bro. Hang loose.
Okay, it's actually something that we go back and forth on. Some days he'll walk in and be like, he'll be like drunk and I'll be like, Squeaks, are you drinking?
That's
like, yeah,
not,
almost
I've
finished
never,
one.
I'm off of one. Oh shit, Squeaks had half a beer today. No,
dude,
I've
I can
never.
Push my stomach out so far, but I'm like skinny. So yeah. But when I'm walking around, like my stomach doesn't go out. But then I see some people, like their stomach's just like all the way out. And I was like wondering, is that just like we're the same person, but they can't help it?
I don't know. I think like a
do
lot
you,
of
do you have that too at all or
yeah I can like extend my stomach, it's uncomfortable yeah. But I think that even like a lot of really fit people can do it too, like can extend their stomach to be it's a very common thing. But no, I think it's fatter people have like a thing on their stomach, like it's actually just they're not extending it. You know, they're not just pushing out
fat
all the
people,
time.
Yeah. What are they trying to prove?
I get it. You're big. Fuck.
You gonna go back?
Oh, to the climbing gym? Oh,
yeah. Are your fingers
yeah.
still sore right now?
No, my fingers feel fine. They're still kind of
okay.
Cut
so get
up.
This. Sorry. Get this. So if you spent $16 to go once, like if you're a kid and like you're a parent, you want to take your kid, that is high barrier to entry, right? To take your kid all the time.
I think it's cheaper for kids though. That being said, I think it's like the adult rate is higher.
You know what's insane? It is cheaper everywhere else in the world outside of North America. Like way cheaper. Like I'm talking like, but I've spent as low as €3 to $9 or euros or whatever the fuck to get into gyms all over the world outside of America.
That's interesting because it's true. Services cost way less in like India and stuff. I wonder why they don't pay people probably well. I think that's probably a big thing too. Like they probably pay their employees shit. Like garbage.
I went to Portugal, Spain, Rio. I didn't go to any really expensive countries I can think of. So I did Katowice, which is cheap. So maybe if I go to a really expensive country, that'll be reflected. But yeah, I don't know. It depends.
Yeah, well,
it's a weird one.
I mean, speaking of expensive countries, tomorrow you're headed to Los Angeles, La La Land.
Land of broken dreams.
You hate LA, huh?
I love that place, dude.
Why?
I love everything except for the traffic and the driving in general. Like, if everything was closer together and there was less cars, then
do you have like a amazing. Do you have a plan for LA? Like, because a few podcasts ago, you pretty much like completely booked out your trips, you know, like completely like your Google Calendar must have been so
colorful.
Oh, yeah.
And then the next week where you just fucking disappeared for the are you talking about the last time I went to LA or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Last time. No. I'm saying like when you were visiting your friend Zoreen and all those things. That surprising.
Yeah.
You booked out your fucking thing to LA. So what is this now, part two? What are you, what's your schedule looking like here?
I'm going for the CS Summit, so I'm going to be working most of the days. And I'm doing creative production on CS Summit, so I'm coming in like one day early, I think, to talk to Hotbit about some of the skits that we've worked on. Nathan's actually worked on one of the skits with us. He's created something for a skit we're going to do that'll be recorded for the event. That'll be live on the stream later this week, which is cool. I'll be going there tomorrow. I'm going to go climbing. There's a gym there. So when I went to Spain, I took a train across the country by myself just to go to a famous climber's climbing gym. And then I got to meet him there, which was insane because I didn't know he was going to be there. And he actually made a gym in LA where I used to live. And that was after I moved out. So now I'm going to go there and then go to that gym. And I got a friend that I met or that I've been talking to online that actually sent me a business proposal. And we're not actually doing like hanging out to talk about that, but we might. And he lives in the area and he's got a place for me to keep my luggage. So when I land, I'm actually going to meet up with him, go to this climbing gym, and then just go over to do the CS Summit stuff. So I'll be pretty much doing that the whole time.
Sounds fucking exciting. The CS Summit in particular. Like, it's so such good. A fun event to watch. Would you say, like...
Are you coming to Blast LA?
No, I can't, dude. Some of us have real responsibilities, bro.
I thought... Was Ghost joking? You guys said that... One of you... He said, are you going to be at Blast LA? Because we're coming. Well, did you ever even talk about that, or...
So I was saying that we should have a meet, like... We should all plan to go to the same event.
That would be a good fucking event to do it, man.
Oh, no, but when is that again? It's coming up.
Yeah, it's in July.
Yeah, I don't know if I would be able to. I'm taking so much time off of work.
You can come for a day, man. It's literally like a 2-hour flight for you.
That's true. Well, I don't know. I don't have a ticket or anything, but, you know.
I fucking work. I'm going to be casting.
So can I be the plus one?
For what? I can get you a ticket to the event if that's what you want.
Yeah, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll talk about it offline.
July 12th and 13th. You heard it here first. Squeaks is coming to the meetup at Blast Los Angeles. Everybody's welcome to come. Squeaks will be there.
I'll be signing mouse pads and mice.
Bring your own markers.
That's right. I'm not going to, you know, come on. But we'll see. I would be down, but I don't know. I just can't miss too much work.
What would be another opportunity, bro?
We'll find, dude. There's Counter-Strike is going to be here forever, right?
So never. We'll find esports is crashing, bro. It's a bubble.
That's the bubble. Wait, okay. So hold on. I'm not done asking you about Summit. So would you say that's like a super event, a fun? Because it looks so fun. You guys have like a blast. Every time I watch
it
sounds
best
so
event.
Cool.
On the calendar. It's the best event.
That's the one I want to go to.
You can't.
What do you mean? I could be media.
Nope. Dude, it's hard. Summit is super private too. There's no like, they don't have media there. They have a couple people that come and that's it. Even the after party is hard to get into. They don't like, it's a super private event. It's actually really insane.
Well, I'll find a way. So. I'll shake the right hand. You know what I mean? I know how to smooth my way there.
Get a job with them.
Oh yeah,
I could. I'll put you in touch. You can do. You can be a janitor.
I would, dude. Are you kidding me? In a heartbeat. I'd
be like, you could take my beers when I'm done.
Oh,
get me
fuck
beers.
You! If I had to,
would
work...
you do it? If you would you do that? Would you do that?
Never, because you'd be such a tool about it, bro. You'd be the biggest fucking diva. You'd like ask for a beer,
take a
sip.
I'd shake it.
Waiter. Waiter, this one's empty.
I said Bud Light.
Oh my god. Yeah, I'd have to go to the store to buy Bud Light. I'd rather fucking die. Oh man, dude. Wait, Lonner, did you hear that? Because it hears like a LaCroix review.
Oh my god.
Speaking of beverage, that's right,
I'm gonna vape while you do this.
Do not vape. I will fucking leave. Are you vaping?
Nope.
No. I recently went to the supermarket and bought Barry LaCroix per a listener suggestion. And I'm proud to say here live on This Esports Life that Barry LaCroix is actually an incredible flavor. Imagine a world where Propel water, berry flavored, with that.
Why'd you say it like that?
How do you say it? Propel?
Propel?
It's a Propel. Berry
Propel?
Flavored. The flavor
Propel,
intensity.
Bro. Like push forward.
Propel. Propel?
Yeah, like propeller.
You're wrong. It's Propel.
I sell Propel and Propel accessories.
Propel. It is incredible. It tops my list. Now it is, the ranking is S tier Propel, right on, I mean S tier Barry LaCroix, and then right under is coconut, oh, and third is lime.
Spit out my vape cloud, bro.
What do you, dude, you can't spit out, you're not supposed to drink the vape juice, you know this, right? You're supposed to fucking
oh, dude, now you know all about vapes.
Yeah, I know all about vapes, dude. I'm in the lingo. I don't know the specific vape parts, but let's just say I know a vape.
Coils.
You know what? Yeah, coils. The coil of it. Did you know I vaped before?
Don't lie, bro.
I swear to God, I Juuled.
I know, you used a blue cigarette. Oh, you used a Juul?
Yeah, I used one of my friend's Juuls.
All of my friends have started using vapes. They've all quit cigarettes.
Good for them. I think it's a good transition away from cigarettes, right?
Yeah, it's about 95% safer than cigarettes.
Yeah, so that's a good thing. But I used a Juul. It was like a USB stick. It was like, yep. It was, let's just say it was not as good as those blue e-cigs when I was younger. That shit was the best.
No, it's so much better. You're romanticizing right now. Did you finish your Berry Crush cream soda review or whatever the fuck?
Yeah, Berry LaCroix. It's the best one so far. Keep those LaCroix flavors coming because I will try them.
Keep that jacuzzi swirling because he's got a cup and a mouth.
What?
I didn't know how to end that sentence.
That's fine. Sometimes you start sentences, you don't know where it's going, right? That's what I do.
Yeah,
where you're like,
that's Squeaks Daily.
That's my daily. That's at work. I'm like, how did I get here in the middle of a sentence?
That's at work. Do you ever bullshit? I mean, we've all done it in like school for a presentation, or it's just this part of life is having to be improvisational.
Keep going. Yeah, go ahead.
Improvisational.
Go ahead. Yeah. I see how I didn't jump in and let you struggle. it is Propel, bro. It's not Propel.
Propel. No,
it's Propel.
Propel.
No, you're
like
fucking it
two
up.
Two propels. Do you know what the word propel is?
Yeah, to like go forward, to propel something.
Okay.
But it's Propel. Wait, fuck. Maybe it's just like this podcast, you made fun of my disability and now it's my speech impediment.
Now we found another one.
And oh, here we go again.
Oh shit. Here we go again. My only reason I made fun of that was the do you ever watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Of course. I love that shit.
Yeah, so there's the episode where he has a stutter. And then he has to go to the bathroom, and then the other stall's taken. So he goes into the handicap stall, and then when he gets out, he's like, "I've a stutter."
Yeah, I've seen that, dude. That show is so funny.
Yeah, it's the best.
It is. It's HBO now. They're making a new season too.
It was always HBO. What are you talking about?
Oh, that's true. That was back when HBO was like nothing, bro. Curb came out a long time ago.
I'm sure you asked a lot of people. HBO's only gotten worse.
So I'm not like an HBO hipster, I guess. I mean, I don't.
Man, HBO's made all the best shows in history.
I know, but when I was younger,
part, besides like Breaking Bad and Mad Men, there's like almost like not over 90% of all the greatest television series were aired on HBO. They're such an amazing network.
Okay, well, I was just not the television shows that I've watched, like The Office and Parks and Rec and all that. That's all Netflix.
Yeah.
Though.
Office is not aired on Netflix first.
I mean, it's on Netflix now. I count it as Netflix, okay? Now we're going to have Disney.
I love content aggregators, all right? I like convenience, all right? Get off my deck.
Oh, yeah? I do, because fucking now, look, Disney's going to make their own service. Fucking everyone's making their own shit. And now how much do we have to fucking, you know, pay for what? I cut cable, bro. I want to simplify my life. So here we are, getting Hulu, getting fucking Spotify, getting fucking Netflix, getting fucking HBO, getting
It's a subscription world. But I like the subscription world. I'd rather have the subscription world than the cable world.
I don't. I do, but I just wish like Apple could have just been the aggregator, dude. Just sign a contract with everybody.
Why? For
because
what?
Because just pay for one entertainment package. It's turning into cable. And then you have access to...
But then one person gets all the money that's called a monopoly, if you haven't heard about it. Illegal in the United States of America.
Right.
Speaks.
Yeah, right, dude. Monopoly is not... Like,
okay,
give me a break.
Right.
Most
it is don't. It is illegal. Yeah, well, yeah, but yeah, there's like fake... Dude, one thing I learned about... I'm no longer NDA on this, but when I went to... I used to be like sponsored by... Not sponsored by, but it was kind of like sponsored by because they gave me a computer, but AMD...
Yeah.
And
that's a sponsor.
I learned, yeah, they gave me like a computer and a bunch of shit. And actually, they flew me out to Austin to go to their headquarters, Austin or Dallas or whatever.
Amazing.
And I got to like get a tour. And this is like early days of VR. And they were showing us all like the cool VR stuff they were working on and micro PCs and stuff like that. And we gave them feedback on stuff. I actually told them like really early on, I was like, you guys need to, if you guys make graphics cards that have these silicon chips that are meant for streaming, like, you know how everybody is using their NVIDIA NVNC codec to stream?
Yes.
Because it takes the load off their CPU. I was like, you need to advertise this, improve that technology and push that and put that on your boxes because Twitch is going to be really huge. That was like a main piece of feedback a long time ago, but because they were talking about it, they're like, have you ever tried this? I'm like, I didn't even know this existed. And then whatever, but I learned that like they have that kind of that NVIDIA have this pseudo monopoly where they and sorry not Intel Intel and NVIDIA. So Intel have they like trounce AMD in terms of their research and development budget.
Right.
Like just absolutely destroy them. Like there's no way that AMD could feasibly catch up with the amount of talent that AMD have plus the amount of money they have to continuously make the best technology by a huge margin, and that the there are because of the laws, there are certain things that AMD cannot patent or have to give AMD, certain things that Intel cannot patent or have to give AMD access to, so that there is a way that AMD can compete. But basically, they're keeping them under their thumb at all times.
Yeah.
So ultimately, they give them a hand-me-down every once in a while when they're doing too badly, and then they. It appears as though AMD is catching up the entire time. Intel is like 2 years ahead.
Yeah, it's ugly, but yeah. It's completely a monopoly. Like most big products.
Yeah,
I think that's a good thing, though. I think ultimately it's a good thing. Like, there's this book by Peter Thiel, 0 to 1, and if anyone has an interest in this, they should pick it up. And he basically talks about how monopolies are basically a really good thing because you have to differentiate your service so well, like Google did with search engine, that you make your own monopoly. And I think like in the case of Intel and stuff, it's like you want to get monopoly profits, then make your like product not even like you can't even compete. It's that good, you know, and that you make your own monopoly. Like Apple has a monopoly on an iPhone, basically, which is its own thing.
Isn't it more complicated than that, though, with, like, patent law? Like,
yeah.
Where
antitrust is basically what it's called. Yeah, it's fuck. It's, like, okay. You can patent, but it's, there's so many patent trolls and stuff that, like, you can patent a shape of a phone. You can patent, like, just crazy things.
Oh, dude, I love the fucking, the Apple-Samsung lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
It's just directly related to that. I followed the whole thing.
Oh, it's super interesting. I mean, it's funny because they're both relying on each other, too. Because they hold patents.
I know,
that they need.
Like
so
Samsung was making their like Gorilla Glass or their screens or something.
Yep. So it's like you're shooting yourself in the foot in a way. It's like a game of chicken. How much are you willing to kill?
Like PUBG suing Fortnite.
Yeah, exactly. I thought you were going to say something about Apex and I was so ready to pounce. You caught me off guard. I was like, well, no, Apex rocks. Which has been more than disappointing, but
yeah, people are saying the game sucks now, which is I don't understand how it could suck now. Like how could I can understand it getting stale, but I don't understand how they could have messed it up. It started off so good.
It's still good, bro.
I'm sure. Well, have you played the last time?
No,
you haven't installed.
I want it to be good so bad, bro. That was supposed to be the Kingslayer. It was supposed to be Apex, dude.
Okay, first of all, Jamie hasn't done shit.
Do not
since
start.
Season two.
We will go down the slippery slope. Spend the next 2 hours.
If you're saying that Apex got its hand cut off, I understand. But
it did, because Respawn's not even communicating now, dude. They're not even talking to the community, an absolute essential for a publisher who's in the multiplayer.
They heard that
space.
I was going to play KOTOR and wanted to make a
Stop
secret
trying
for
so
me.
Hard.
So.
KOTOR. Yeah, they're making another Star Wars game, but we'll see. I hope it. Oh, man. Oh, just give me one good Star Wars game, please. Please, dude.
There's so
the
much garbage.
Whatever the fuck was cool.
It's cool now, but it was the shittiest fucking thing ever. I pre-ordered it. Fuck it. I'm coming out of the closet. Hey, guys, I pre-ordered Battlefront 2. I'm sorry, I'm a shill. I just love
you,
Star Wars.
Do you find you have like a soft spot for the nostalgia when it comes to that franchise specifically? Okay. Like if something's not quite as good, but it's just like you love it anyway because you love Star Wars?
Yeah, I 100% do. It's like it's the problem is that Battlefront does so much right. Like the sounds are amazing. Like the fucking graphics are incredible. It feels like you're in a Star Wars battle. And so like I love that part of it. But it makes me cast over all the huge negatives. You know what I mean? Because I just love Star Wars so much. I can't help it.
Yeah.
But it's a curse.
I wish I could ask, like, what does it boil down to? But I know it doesn't make sense with something that has evoked a level of fanaticism that can only come when you do a multitude of things properly. Not like one thing is, like, super good about Star Wars.
There's no articulating it. Especially when you're like a kid and you love something, like you don't know why. You're just like, I like the color blue. You know, like, fuck you. You don't have a reason, but I just like it, you know?
Dude, you know, blue was always my favorite color. But when I was in primary school, I lied and said it was green because everybody said their favorite color was blue. And I stuck with that for so long, even though I hated green. Like, I thought green was the ugliest color. It's like one of my least favorite colors.
I like green, so I guess we have
and
to
that's
end
the
podcast.
End of-
Like, that's the breaking point. We've disagreed about so much. We've called each other so many names. And it's like, oh, shit. The color was the big divider.
Color at the end of the day.
It was color that broke up the podcast in the last ever episode of this esports life.
Malcolm was right. All right.
Do you think, like, oh my god, I just got that. Oh my god.
I thought this is where we were going, and that's why I laughed.
No, I was not thinking about race. Okay, so like when you're older, Launders, when you're an old man, you evolve and you level up in real life. Do you think you're gonna be playing games? Like, do you think you're still gonna have like fucking a gamer bone in you?
When I was in Miami, I had this amazing Uber driver who he looked like it was just some dude in Florida, and he was kind of old. And he's the one who kind of started a conversation with me. How he started off was he's like old and he couldn't find my pickup location at first. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna hate this. This guy's kind of annoying me already. And then I got in the car and he's like, yeah, are you Mohan? And then he like took like 5 minutes to figure out where I was going, and then you know reconfirmed, did all the old men type of things. And I was like, God, this guy's old. This is so just, I'm feeling this right now.
And then
we started talking, and he turns out to be this incredibly interesting guy who remembers like every aspect of his life in detail. He even corrected me about he's been to Canada and did the same East Coast trip that I've done. And he remembered, like, he corrected me on this place that's called the Bay of Fundy, which it has the highest tides in like North America or like the world. And the park that it was in, and he corrected me on the name, even though I went there like 3 years ago, went there like 40 years ago. And he's like, oh man, that was Bay of Fundy. You don't even remember, you're Canadian. I was like, damn, dude. And he was telling me all about my West Coast trip and, what to do, going that way. And it was just so awesome. And then we started talking about what I do. So I never talk about what I do if I can avoid it, 'cause it's such a boring conversation to try like to start from the beginning again with people a lot of times. So I just avoid it. But he kind of understood right away and was just like, wow, that's really amazing. And then he was like talking about games, and he's like, yeah, I'm on my second playthrough of Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh,
I was like, whoa,
my God, that's badass.
Yeah, I was like, damn, that's so cool. And he was talking to me, and then he started getting to like a more, it wasn't even a surface level conversation where it's like that's where it's ended. He actually had really insightful opinions about kind of conversations you'd only have with people who've like played games for a long time. He's like, yeah, I really believe gaming is one of the best mediums out there for expressing yourself, and people who don't understand games simply probably haven't played them before, and it's like a lot of people who are older like me who just haven't tried it. But he feels like it's one of the deepest mediums available for art. You know, he was even talking with Red Dead Redemption, he's talking about how there's like there's so many more cutscenes in games these days. He was even contextualizing Red Dead Redemption with games of the past and talking about how like games are more like movies than ever before, and you get that experience too, and the music's all amazing, everything like that. So because of all that, I think I can't see why like I would ever stop playing games. And never, first of all, like I've never been the type to be ashamed of anything I do. I don't even like using the word feels weird, because it feels like there is a hint there. Like I would never even say that. Like I would never even consider the thought that I would be ashamed of something I like.
Right.
Because then I'm ashamed of myself. And it's like, why? And then whenever somebody says that about something, they hide something from someone, I was like, why the fuck are you ashamed of yourself? Like, you got to figure that out first, bro. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Because that means you don't know why you like it. Because if you did, then it should be a cool thing that you enjoy, that you should be proud to talk about. And that's kind of like the basis for everything I do. If I'm going to spend my time doing it, figure out why I like it, or do it, like it, figure out why I like it, and then fucking tell everybody about it, and then make tutorials about it, and then, you know, like that's literally, I don't understand a world where someone spends time doing something they love and they can't even figure out why they like it to the point that they can be proud of it. That's crazy. Sure. So I think I'll be playing games forever.
Yeah. And you're probably the next generation of caster. Your little child is going to be like, what? You're still playing, man.
Trying to push this narrative on my life.
Is it going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy? Your next generation caster, it'll be like, oh my God,
Squeaks
you're playing.
Squeaks his voice.
You're cursed. Your kid just comes out and has my voice. Hey, what's going on, Launders? It's me. Oh, my God.
That literally just means you banged my wife, and that's a whole other fight.
That's for another podcast. That's how we'll start it. But, yeah, no, that's exciting. I hope to be the same way, man. I hope to keep playing games. But do you feel like the older you get, the less enjoyment you get out of games?
It's different. I think that the genres start to change a bit, but I have a whole new level of appreciation for games, not because of how long it's been that I've played them, but how many more games I've played. Like, not my age, I don't think has anything to do with it, just the amount of time I've put into games. So when I play like another JRPG, or I can contextualize it with games I played in the past, which makes it more of an enriching experience.
Sure. I mean, that makes sense. I think you sort of build your wealth of knowledge for, it's cool to see like a genre evolve, like JRPGs or whatever. I think you're right there. But I meant like sort of in terms of time. I think when I was younger, I loved open world games because I just felt like I had so much time to get lost in the universe. But when my time became more valuable as I started working, you know, and like 10 plus hour days, open world games became less and less enjoyable for me because the experience became inconsistent. You know, like I wasn't sure if I was going to open the game and have like the most amazing action packed shit ever, or if I'm going to open the game and wander around. So I was like, it just, when my time became super limited, the pacing of games started changing for me. So now I like really linear games because I know what to expect when I open it, which is why I'm looking forward to things like Mario Maker, where it's like a level is so quantifiable.
Yeah, I agree. But I think like I'm not even sure what the truth is about the state of the, like how many games there are, because it feels like there's more games than ever. Mm-hmm. And then therefore there's like more genres and subgenres. And so like, if you want to play a certain kind of game, you can play it. But you're kind of, maybe, are you saying like the kind of games that float to the top right now, like the what's really main, like popular, is are kind of leaning more towards like open world style games, or games that you can kind of get like are really just focused on the escapism of it all, or just trying to push this like as big of a world as we can fucking make it type of thing.
Exactly. Like the big world, like the Witcher type. Like I couldn't, when I was in college and I didn't have that much time, I was like, dude, I can't play the Witcher. Like I'm playing Stardew Valley because it's such a consistent experience. Like things that you, huge world is like what's popular. And like to get lost in like fucking the most Fallout fucking huge, huge Skyrim type thing. But I'm like, dude, I want to have someone holding my hand telling me where to go. Because I don't want to get lost. Otherwise, my gameplay becomes like I don't want to explore. I'd rather just have the action.
So then, would you equate that to you? Like when you ask me the question, you're talking about getting older, and do you think that's changing your experience of the game?
Yes. Yeah.
Would you equate more to that, or just the way that just the luck of the fact that genres are leaning more towards the open world style of games now?
I think it comes hand in hand. I think it's like both.
What do you think in the future for yourself? Like in if 10 years, if that's not the flavor of the week and games become more linear again, do you think that you as this, as someone who's older, let's say you're like 35 or 45, would you, do you see yourself liking games as much?
No, probably not. Oh, if games become linear? Yeah, then I probably would like, yeah, because it complements my style. But dude, it's No Country for Old Men, bro. Like the games are going to be catering young people. Like, it's not going to be catering my 40-year-old self. It'll be catering the next generation of 15 or 16-year-olds, you know?
Yeah, but they could still maybe... Like, isn't that ironic, though? The fact that the games are... Like, we're the ones with ADD. We can't fucking commit to open-world games because they feel like there's just too much of a time sink.
Yeah, it's ironic, but I think that's why I'm hoping that our demographic is big enough for games to be catered for older people too. And I think Red Dead's a good example of that because it seems very mature, but like older people with limited time, because if the environment changes and they keep making, like, let's say mobile games takes off even more so, and they just big companies like Blizzard make, I don't know, like a mobile Diablo or something, then like, I'm not going to be a gamer. I'm going to be the first to leave. Fuck that. Wait. I don't enjoy it.
Was that just a joke or
100% not? If all games became super mobile, dude.
Wait, you just said if Blizzard makes a mobile Diablo?
Yeah, no, I know they're making one.
Oh, okay, so that was a joke. Okay,
yeah.
I was like, dude, I hate to tell you this, but
what? I should play along. I just start sobbing. No, it can't. Yeah, so like that, dude. I'll be the first to fucking leave because that's not a game that I'm looking to play.
Yeah, but that did happen. So do you think that it's inevitable that you're not going to play, like, you're not going to like the state of games in a few years?
Maybe.
Yeah, you know, just holding your breath, cautiously optimistic, maybe.
You just don't want me to be a gamer. Okay, I get it.
No, man, I want you in the space, bro. We got to stand united, especially the old ones.
Yeah.
We're more likely to die and shit, and so we got to, like...
Yeah, you're right. We gotta like hold each other's dentures, make sure we're in, you know, ready for retirement.
I gotta put fresh tennis balls on your walker every day. Oh, make sure.
I'll put CBD oil in your dentures so you can chill out. You know,
bro, that sounds like an insane strategy.
Right? Because you can absorb it with your gums. I've thought about it, dude. I have a plan.
It is interesting. Do you think so? Do you think the age thing at all, like, on its own has anything to do with how much you like will have enjoyment with games?
Yeah.
Regardless of what, yeah.
I mean, dude, do you remember though? Like, okay, so tell me I'm not crazy, but when you were a kid, you could play a game forever, like a single player, like, or at least maybe like forever, like a whole day, and you were completely lost because your puny brain was like, ooh, ah, wow, shit, look at that. Mm-hmm. What does that do? Yeah. And that's what I remember with like Half-Life. But as I've grown older, I always have this feeling of like, oh, what else could I be doing to make this time more productive? You know what I mean? Like,
okay, so in a vacuum, you wouldn't say that the age has anything to do with it. But
if I didn't work,
just like what happens when you get older?
Exactly, because of your circumstances change, dude. I think that just like I work now, but if my work was beating a game, I would enjoy it because it's like, this is what my task is today. It's aligning my productivity with fun. But as of right now, where my work is work, I'm always like, oh, I wish I could use this time to better something.
You ever just grind some TurboTax?
Yeah, hell yeah, bro. That's my fucking shit. No, but like there's always something to do when you're an adult because you just have more responsibilities. And it sounds fucking bullshit, but it's true. I'm sure you can attest to it, but there's just too much.
Yeah, I haven't even played that much games since I got back. I literally only played games yesterday.
And it's an investment, bro. Like, to play a new game is a lot.
It's a huge investment. Yeah, I only go off of amazing recommendations, but luckily there's such good reviews. Like, I feel confident when I go into a game that's like, I know how good this game will be because it's like, oh, it's fucking overwhelmingly positive on Steam, 5,000 reviews. Everyone in my chat was telling me to play it. It's like, I can watch people on Twitch play it first, make sure it's like something I'd be into. I can go and read highly honest, non-IGN based reviews because they've empowered content creators on YouTube to like get their opinion across to as many people as they want.
Yeah. So. Well, I hope KOTOR doesn't let you down, dude. I'm interested to see someone who doesn't play Star Wars. And if you're a listener and you've played Knights of the Old Republic, let us know. Leave a voicemail of what you like about it as well. Because I'm super curious. Like, do you think Launders would like it? Coming from, it's an old game, some of the mechanics are out of date, and he's never touched Star Wars. Do you think it's still for him? I'm genuinely curious because I don't know. I have the rose-tinted glasses on.
Yeah, and I come off as a bully on this podcast. Just Squeaks is just makes himself such an easy target sometimes. But I want to remind everybody that disabilities aside, no, I want
oh
to remind.
Oh my god! I want to give an earnest.
But go ahead. I do just want to say I am open minded, especially about like games and genres and stuff like that. I guess we all want to have fun, you know. So I'm totally. Like, as much as I make fun of Star Wars, for example, even though I don't really know anything about it, I'm looking forward to playing it. I want it to be good. I want it to be cool. So, and I crave that experience. When I hear Akil, you talk about it, I feel that feeling that I got when I played like Metal Gear Solid, and I love the story so much that I had to go online and watch like a million videos about it. So, I want that too,
dude. Yeah, and it's like. It's the same thing. It's like, I just like it so much that I want to tell people about it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm mm-hmm. bursting at the seams. And it's the same thing when you're younger and you want to like tell your parents about shit that doesn't matter. It's the same feeling. Like, oh my God, like, look at this, look at that. Cause you just want to tell someone when you're super passionate. Yeah. But I hope we never lose that in terms of games because I still get excited. Like, even Dark Souls, I'm old, and this is my first time playing Dark Souls, and I get so excited about it. Like, before the podcast.
You've been staying up to like 10:30 playing Dark Souls.
hopefully the cops don't show up, because that's fucking late, dude. I'm going to get a noise complaint. That shit is the best. Dude, but Dark Souls is so fun, and I kind of am kicking myself that I wasn't part of Dark Souls when it came out. But I'm super pumped to be playing this game that has been recommended to me for so long because it also, like, you can tell more about the person who recommended it to you as well. Like, you get little snippets into, like, oh, like, this is what they like about it, you know?
Sure, yeah. And I 100% agree with that. I love that with when I talk about TV with people or if someone recommends me something, I take a risk in watching it. And I know more about their taste and their personality and it makes me trust what they say next more. Not because they're objectively better, but because it's more, I know I'll like it too, maybe in the future. So
yeah, definitely.
That part's cool.
With TV shows and movies and stuff too, yep.
That's a pretty wholesome way. I think we can wrap up the podcast. We're running an hour 30 now, 90-minute podcast. Whoa. Here in episode 37. Pretty good stuff. But we've got one last segment before we go. Squeaks, of course, at the end of every show, we like to go and check out all of the 5-star reviews that we have pending. And this time it's going to be you to read the 5-star review in the voice of what you think LaCroix Drinker 9000 would sound like. That is the last person who left a 5-star review. Thank you so much for the 5-star review. And as always, we will read any 5-star review regardless of how bad or good it is, positive or negative. We take any 5-star review and it's honestly canon to the show. It's a very important part of the show and all these reviews will be the first in a history, in a long line of 5-star reviews.
And it's on Apple Podcasts. Leave it on Apple Podcasts. It's and it truly, like, we meme a lot, but it helps visibility with the show. And we appreciate all the kind words. Okay, wait. So I have to sound like a LaCroix drinker?
Yeah, it's a brief review, because I believe the last review I did read, I'm not sure if you remember, but yes.
Okay,
You can sound however you want, yeah.
Okay. So this is a LaCroix drinker. So... This pod has no right to be this good. More LaCroix talk than esports content. 10 out of 10. Great pod. I have a big smell... dick.
He didn't say that part.
Love LaCroix drinker 9000.
I can smell the sea salt in your hair. The sea salt spray.
Let's just say I bathe in leave-in conditioner, okay? All right? Thanks for the review. Wow. I appreciate it. And yeah, definitely, I love... See, I'm getting so much good feedback on LaCroix. Well, definitely stay tuned and keep suggesting flavors.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being a guest on the show one more time.
Sweet. Yeah, I want to thank you,
you never
for being
know
the
which
guest.
One will be your
I'm
last,
not the guest.
But you always come in be very often.
I'm so glad that I'm now hosting the show and you're the guest, because have you noticed now on Spotify it says Launders and Squeaks? So there you go. That's a little tidbit.
That's good. And we still have to edit this thumbnail to include the both of us, or honestly none of
just
us
me.
Whichever works better, a cartoon version of us, something else. I think it's gotta change to reflect the fact that Squeaks has put a gun to my head.
I have not. Absolutely not.
In a way. So, anyways, thank you guys for listening. That was episode 37. Tell a friend. The retweets help a lot also on Twitter, guys, by the way.
And who do I follow on Twitter, dude?
At esportspod. And then there is also at squeaks15 and at launders. Is that it?
Right.
Is that what you want to say with the end?
Yeah, follow us right now. Right, and I stream on Twitch, okay. At squeaks15.
Play us off.
Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Goodbye, everybody.